Combat yes or no. The joy of love is total, internecine. I wonder at it in the quotidian hours, and it keeps me cheerful and tuneful, like the other I obey, my soft foe. She makes my scales right, as my songs are, so she is, above all, reformatory. Reveling in love, watching the songs come and go, knitted to my beautiful blue, pleased that my music endures. I flatter myself they please her too. Our hearts in triple time are not so, because no one is counting. I like the paltry king of young country because he wants to grow older. His only plan is to rule without interruption. He blinks at the potential length of his proud service. He'll suffer heavy losses. Don't allow me to imagine it. I want to be a lucky noble, uncursed, rich, better, to be the low-grade vassal castled in his basic joy. However, it's more in earnest, magnanimous, privatized, done as they do it, the gentlemanly thing with war as with peace. This coward emperor has imagined it. He didn't flee from fear back to the bastions at Cremona. I know the count is honourable. He's allied again. What novelty with the king. Yes, I know they badmouth me. They want to believe that in battle there's truth. But I've got a long-standing appellation. I'm a forcing house, a yard-thick bailey. I've a mighty inheritance coming to me. Right now I can't wholly support my rightful standing, nor my elder brotherly love, nor my extravagant luxuries. I'm all for the leisure of my balladic labours, when I have the strength to dress myself. There's no need to be unreasonable. One should keep a few tunics, long johns, that don't need much pressing. I've had a fine education. Christ knows why I've not made better choices. No more fighting? Answer that man is woeful without it. Parpile, you went over. Answer that our night's embargo is no pleasure, either yes or no. Loving nothing but peace, I cry, non-combat is blasphemy.